Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Joining me now is Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Gorka, former advisor to Donald Trump. Sebastian, thank you very much for joining us here on Talk TV. Let's start with those comments by Hillary Clinton. We learned from polling over the weekend that 80% plus of the American electorate think that Biden shouldn't seek a second term, and 70% plus of Democratic voters think that he shouldn't seek a second term. Has Hillary Clinton sort of got the zeitgeist of the American voters by questioning his fitness for office?
I don't think she's ever had the zeitgeist of anything. She's a sad harridan of a woman who's still blaming Russia collusion for her loss in 2016. No, this is just a desperate woman who's trying to get back into the political bloodstream, but it will fail. The fact is, it's not the age that's an issue. I'm sure you know, Jake, many people who are in their 90s who are, you know, mentally fit and are very agile, and others who are, you know, as my friend Dan Bongino, the radio host, calls Biden a rotting bag of oatmeal. You know, age isn't the issue. The issue is that this man is senile. His own Department of Justice dropped a 388-page report this week about his maintenance over 40 years of illegally held classified documents in his offices, in his garage. And it said that as they interviewed the president today over these documents he kept from his senatorship, he was simply unable to remember what year he was vice president or even the year that his son, Beau Biden, died. This person is not competent mentally. He's not compos mentis. That's the real issue with Joe Biden, as well as all the other corruption.
Well, Sebastian, look, we're really concerned about that because, of course, Joe Biden, as well as being the leader of the United States, but has his finger on the trigger of the biggest nuclear arsenal in the world and speaks really for the largest economy of the world and free societies across the globe. What sort of puppet masters then are pulling his strings if you say he's incapable of making decisions himself because he's impaired?
Well, I don't fall for these conspiracy theorists of, you know, the grand puppet master in the hollowed out volcano stroking the white cat. You don't need that with the left today. You of all people should know that. It's a hive mind. It's a blob. It's really a cult. When everybody thinks the same way, you don't need George Soros or Obama on a walkie-talkie telling Joe what to do. They all hate America. This is the peculiar time we live in. Whether it's the Ramonas or whether it's the Democrat Party here, we have a political elite that hates their own country. So if you all think the same way, you don't need to have a mastermind. But on a functional aspect, the fact is, if you go to the, not the secretaries, not the department heads, but you go down one level across the Biden regime, you will find that almost every senior position is held by a former Obama appointee. Mm. So in effect, it's the old team that's running things as per the old president's desires, but you don't really need a mastermind.
No, sorry, maybe I used my words, it's a clumsy use of words there. I don't really mean that there's a puppet master. I just mean that if, as you said in your first answer, Biden is effectively incapable of fulfilling his office in some meaningful way, then surely there is a as you say, a team that is supporting him. But that gives me real concern because, you know, ultimately you want that final decision maker, that commander in chief, that leader of the free world to be sharp as a tack. I'm making those sorts of decisions independently of teams that may be there to support him. Let's talk about Donald Trump, who has been making some pretty controversial comments over the weekend about his views on NATO. I mean, first of all, he said that countries that didn't pay their full amount into NATO were delinquent. And then he seemed to say that he would sort of welcome or support foreign attacks on NATO countries that hadn't played their full part in supporting the alliance. And that's deeply, deeply irresponsible when the whole safety of NATO is built upon the idea that an attack on one is an attack on all. Is he signalling that America won't come to the aid of NATO allies?
No, this is a left-wing talking point. This is the same kind of, Donald Trump is reckless, he's going to cause World War III. Which is weird, because when we were in the White House, we had no new wars. I mean, think of this. When is Ukraine invaded the first time and Crimea stolen? Under Obama. When is it invaded a second time and we're at war again right now? Under Biden. But it's so strange, when my president was the commander-in-chief, when we were in the White House, for 4 years we had peace and tranquility. Why? Because bad guys were afraid of President Trump and our friends and allies felt reassured. It's the last sentence of my recent Oxford Union speech that seems to resonate with so many, that, you know, our enemies were afraid and our friends were reassured. The point that the president's trying to make, which is absolutely indefatigably demonstrable, empirical, you know, reality, is that NATO.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Two-thirds of NATO are freeloaders.
Okay, well, look,
of the target force goals.
I understand the point. I understand the point he may have been trying to make, but this isn't right. Some left-wing conspiracy. I'm going to directly quote from his. I think this is really important. He said, "You didn't pay. You're a delinquent. No, I would not protect you. In fact, I would encourage them being Russia, to do whatever the hell they want." I go back to that point, and I'm sorry to labour it. NATO is a defensive alliance. The strength of NATO hangs by a thread, and that thread is a belief from our enemies that an attack on one of us is an attack on all of us. If you have a president of the United States who says, quote, no, I would not protect you, surely that is the end of the NATO alliance. And that is deeply, deeply irresponsible.
No, Jake, the end of the NATO alliance is when two-thirds of the members don't stand up to their obligations.
Yeah, but well,
why should
let
me finish the point. Okay. So if you're a member of a club, right, and you pay your dues, and two-thirds of the members don't pay their dues, when the clubhouse is crumbling, why should anybody else, the US, which funds most of the required serious expenditures, pay for everybody else? It is a tactic to say, guys, if you want to be a member of the club, You have to act seriously. Look, it's been a story. I cut my teeth on NATO issues 30 years ago, okay? I worked on these issues. I was a NATO fellow at the NATO Defense College. I worked on these issues in the Hungarian Ministry of Defense. For over 40 years, we have key NATO allies who are rich NATO allies who are unprepared to meet their 2% of GDP defense target. Now, at some point, the guy that pays all the bills has to say, excuse me, there are consequences to you being a freeloader, to you sponging off everybody else. The president wants a strong alliance, but you can only have a strong alliance if people get the message to step up and do what's right. That's what President Trump wants. And by the way, look at history. Look at history. When the president was back in the White House, we had exactly that. He made threats, and they were met by what? People actually stepping up to their required commitments to the collective defense. President Trump, let me be explicit, if it's not clear, wants a strong alliance. This is how he's going to get it.
So, I think we'll leave that there because I don't agree with you. I think an alliance based on a mutual defense cannot survive if you say that you won't defend your fellow NATO members. Calling for reform is one thing, but saying you won't support your allies...
The question is how you get it.
Another.
People have called for reform for decades and got nothing. This is how you fix it.
OK, well, let's hope that he doesn't destroy NATO while doing so. Look, one more question. We've had many people on the show from the Ukraine saying they fear a Trump presidency because of his statement that he will end the war in a day. That also the Republican Party on the Hill is blocking aid going to Ukraine. Do people in Ukraine have anything to fear from a Trump presidency? And if Donald Trump does win, will he continue to support the people of that country in their fight against the illegal war perpetrated by Russia?
Just another left-wing point. I'm always amused when people say to me, what would your boss do about the war in Ukraine? And I laugh. I mean, a good belly laugh. Why? Because he wouldn't have a war in Ukraine. Again, look at facts. Ignore the talking points, Jake. Look at the facts. There were no wars. There were no new wars when we were in the White House. Biden comes in, he surrenders Afghanistan, and Putin says, all right, lads, let the tanks roll. I mean, the war would end within 24 hours because, as the president has explicitly said, the day I'm inaugurated, I tell Zelensky, you need to sit down with Putin. And if Putin refuses to sit down, we're going to give them more weapons than they can even shake a stick at. So the fact is, we would have peace in Ukraine. Well, the Ukrainians, God bless them for what they're doing to defend their own country. What the Ukrainians need to really be afraid of is Joe Biden, the senile old git, getting reelected. Because if that happens, Ukraine, Poland, the Baltic states, their future is within Putin's reconstituted Soviet Union. So guys, if you want peace, if you want the enemies of Western civilization to be on their warning orders not to do anything bad, you need President Trump back in the White House.
Well, Sebastian, thank you for joining us here on the show. I will be supporting the Republican candidate, whoever that may be. Of course, most likely to be Donald Trump.
You know who it is.
I don't think people in the States care who I'm supporting, but I do always support the Republican candidate. Thank you so much for joining us. That's been...
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.